News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Now, we want to go to Movember because Movember announced its Lockdown, Shave Down, Get Down initiative to encourage healthy conversations surrounding mental health. And joining me on the line to talk about Movember 2020 is ambassador and TV presenter and style icon Darren Kennedy. Morning, Darren. How are you?
Good morning, Shane. I'm very good, thanks. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
Good. How's the moustache growing going?
It's actually not too bad. I never thought I'd say that. Basically, the shave down kicks off, obviously, on the 30th of October. So that's when we're encouraging men who are participating in growing a moustache to shave clean. And then from the 1st of November is when you get to grow it out in all its glory. Are you growing one yourself, Shane?
I am at the moment, unintentionally, I think, but I will try and do it. So you're not allowed to cheat here. No one's allowed to have a head start with the growing of it. You have to go clean from the 1st of November and then grow it.
Well, that's the idea, so that you're doing something right throughout the month of November itself. But I mean, listen, it's not strict rules at all. And lots of women, there are most sisters as well, who get on board. Now, obviously, they're not growing mustaches, but there's other ways you can participate. And even, for example, if because of work or because of whatever reason, you can't grow a mustache, you can still get on board by, you know, doing something, whatever it is for you. It could be, you know, going for a sea swim every day of the month of November, or going for a 5K jog every day and building up to 60K, or what, you know, over the course of the month. So it doesn't have to be, strictly speaking, a mustache.
Yes. And the big focus of Movember has always been on men's health, but there's even more of a focus this year on mental health. Is that because of just the year we've all had?
Movember kind of, they started out, it was very much kind of prostate and testicular cancer. And then a couple of years ago, they realized that, you know, mental health was really one of the huge big issues, and suicide prevention amongst men. And it just so happens, obviously, that this year has been a testing year for everybody. And I think, you know, anyone who would even consider themselves to have a very robust mental health, whatever that means, we're finding it challenging this year because the year that it is. So I think more than ever, you know, charities like Movember need people to get behind them, need their support. And it is about having that conversation, isn't it? It is about encouraging people to, you know, pick up the phone and call a buddy and just check in, see if he's okay. And, you know, not letting people become isolated, because all of our circles have shrunk right down for obvious reasons. And, you know, that lack of contact or that lessened contact can be difficult, because sometimes, you know, you don't see someone very often. And then you're like, you know, you might bump into them or, you know, chat with them online, and it's like, oh, how's it going? Like, oh, grand. But actually, you don't get to, you know, dig a little bit deeper on the surface. So it's even as simple as having a chat with a friend, and just knowing that there are helplines there as well, to if you don't feel that you can confide in a friend. You know, talking is better, problem shared and all that.
Yeah, and with level 5, I mean, it runs until the 1st of December. So for the entire month of November, this country's under the strictest restrictions possible under the government's plan. Do you think that might get more people involved in it? Because you're not having to go in and out to the office the whole time. You can maybe start growing a moustache that normally you think, I'm not going to do that because of work.
I think so. I mean, I think it's a great opportunity to have fun with it, you know, and even if you would have grown a moustache, a very subtle one, maybe, you know, because there's some guys who can really like go to town with this, and like there's all sorts of like handlebar moustaches and whatnot that you could do. What I will say is, though, if you are growing a moustache and it is your first time to grow a moustache, it is important that you take care of it, because it can get a little bit prickly. And I've kind of found that as well. It gets a little bit prickly when it's about, I'd say, well, for me anyway, it was about 5 or 6 days in, when the hair length is kind of almost tickling your upper lip. So it is important to, you know, use a nice beard oil and you know, nourish the hair and the skin underneath. Now, as it grows longer, well, then, you know, you can, depending on the rate of growth, you can have fun with all sorts of waxes and whatnot. But I think it is, you know, I think it's a little distraction. It's something that is raising funds and awareness for a really good cause. And sure, if anything, it'll give you a couple of minutes of distraction in the morning while you tend to your moustache.
Yes, and update everyone on how it's growing. Just on the topic of mental health, as you say, it's kind of moved, obviously still the focus on prostate cancer and testicular cancer, but now to the whole area of mental health as well. It has been a very difficult past few months for people. Just your own experience, I've seen that you've started throwing yourself into the sea the whole time, going swimming. How are you finding, what sort of coping mechanisms are you using with this?
Well, for me personally, the big change was the massive, like, lightning jolt of a change in lifestyle, because I'm normally kind of on the go and I travel a lot for work, at least I used to, and that just literally stopped, and I was kind of like, it was like running on a treadmill and then the treadmill's knocked off and you're still running. It was only as the weeks went on, I realized that I'd been operating at a really, really fast pace and my struggle was actually slowing down. Linked to that was, in my work, I do meet a lot of people, like on a very regular basis. I'm always kind of being introduced to new people and, you know, I really fed off that. So I struggled with that, obviously the isolation and the fact that, like, I'd gone from maybe across a week, I'd never count, but maybe interact with 100 people in work,
that's,
and then go
gone.
Into
like,
that's all gone. So for me, I started sea swimming like a lot of people. It's free, it's on our doorstep, and there's nothing like throwing yourself into the Irish Sea, especially now because it's after dropping a couple of degrees, and it's just that it's the sheer cold means that everything else that's going on in your head and around you becomes secondary. And you just focus on warming up and kind of coming back into that present moment, which is glorious, because I've had days where in the past couple of weeks where you do feel a bit stressed or different things are going on and, you know, maybe something's playing on your mind and you go, oh, I don't really have time for a swim today, but I'm going to go. Or, you know, a mate will go, no, let's do it. Today's the day, we need to do it. And you go out, you really don't want to get in, you're stripping off and it's freezing cold and you're going, am I absolutely mad? And then the second you launch yourself into the water, it's as if everything lifts. And a few minutes later, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so glad I did this.
Okay.
I feel amazing. And it just shifts everything.
A good tip. Of course, you have to live close to the sea at the moment.
That's
but maybe
true.
In December we'll do. Darren, listen, thanks a million for your time this morning. You're one of the Movember ambassadors for 2020. Of course, Movember begins on the 1st of November. And you can sign up at Movember.com and raise funds for all of those great charities involved in particularly men's health issues to do with prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and, of course, mental health. Darren Kennedy, thanks a million.